Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those proper Dubwise jungle atmospheres that feels worn in, smoky, and alive, like it's been pulled off a battered dub plate and pushed through a half-broken system. This is not about a beautiful pad sitting politely in the background. We want foreground fog, something with attitude, movement, grit, and enough restraint to let the breakbeat and sub do the heavy lifting. We are building this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only, and we're aiming for that old-school DNB feeling where the atmosphere is part of the record's personality, not just decoration. Think jungle intro pressure, breakdown haze, call and response texture, and that slightly haunted energy that sits so well behind Amen edits and Reese bass lines. The first thing to understand is that the source sample matters a lot, more than people expect. If you start with something bland and pristine, you'll end up fighting it the whole way, so choose a sample with character. That could be vinyl ambience, room tone, rain, train noise, a chopped vocal, a dusty chord stab, a synth pad bounce to audio, radio hiss, machinery, anything with mid-range personality and a little imperfection. A good rule here is to work from the mid-range outward. Old-school jungle atmospheres usually live in that 400Hz to 4kHz zone where the ear really catches texture and identity. If that range is boring, the patch will feel generic no matter how much reverb you add later. So, create a MIDI track and drop your sample into Simpler. For this kind of texture, Simpler is perfect because it lets you quickly shape, mangle, and perform the sound without worrying about preserving pristine fidelity. We're not making a hi-fi cinematic pad here. We're making something that feels sampled, degraded, and alive. Set Simpler to classic or one shot depending on how you want to trigger it. If it's a short texture or chord stab, one shot is often the easiest starting point. If it's a longer atmospheric piece, gate can be useful, so the sound behaves more like a held layer. Keep warp off if the sample is short and texture-based, unless you need syncing on longer material. And if you hear clicks, give it a tiny fade rather than leaving nasty edges in there. Now tune the sample. This is a big part of the vibe. Try dropping it down by 7 semitones or 12 semitones for a darker, heavier feel. If you want something more eerie and tense, push it up a bit instead. But in jungle, the darker options often win, because they leave space for the drums and sub to dominate. Also, trim the source carefully. If it has a strong attack, move the start point or add a small fade in so it blooms rather than punches. That bloom is important. Jungle atmospheres often feel better when they arrive rather than hit. You want them to roll in like smoke. Next, shape the envelope. We're aiming for something pad-like, but still with texture and life. Set a short attack, maybe 10 to 40 milliseconds, so the sound doesn't click. Then decide how much tail you want. If you want a dub chord feel, let it sustain and release more slowly so the effects can carry the movement. If you want a more rhythmic stab feel, shorten the release and let it breathe between hits. The key is to make it feel playable, not static. Now comes the Dubwise push part. Place auto filter after Simpler and start with a low pass filter. The exact cutoff depends on the sample, but don't be afraid to start fairly closed and open it up with automation. A little resonance can help bring out character, but don't overdo it unless you want it to whine. Small amounts of drive can also help the sound sit forward without becoming too bright. This is where the atmosphere starts to live in the arrangement. Automate the cutoff so it slowly opens into a section, or closes down to create tension. You can draw automation directly, or if you like performing the sound, map it to a macro or use a modulation tool like Shaper or an LFO device if you have that workflow set up. The important thing is that the motion should feel deliberate, not wobbly for the sake of it. In old-school jungle, slower movement usually feels heavier and more cinematic. Now let's add grime. Insert saturator after the filter and push a few dB of drive into it. Keep soft clip on. This gives the atmosphere harmonic bite and a more forward mid-range. It's one of the easiest ways to make a sample feel like it belongs in a rough and ready drum and bass mix instead of a clean ambient track. If you want a more obvious degraded texture, try Redux. Use it subtly. A little downsampling, a little bit reduction, just enough to rough up the edges. This can make the sound feel like it's been abused by old hardware or resampled through imperfect gear. That's very much part of the aesthetic here. You don't need extreme settings. In fact, subtle abuse usually sounds more authentic. Drum bus is another great option if you want grain without turning the atmosphere into a drum layer. A bit of drive, a bit of crunch, maybe a touch of damping if it gets harsh. Keep boom off or very low, because this layer should not fight your actual low-end elements. We want smoke, not sub. At this stage, the sample should already be feeling more characterful. Now we need movement. This is where the sound stops being a static bed and starts behaving like part of the system. Add chorus ensemble very subtly if you want a little stereo swirl and liquid motion. Keep the amount low, the rate slow, and the width moderate. The goal is subtle instability, not a glossy wide pad. If you want something more experimental, you can also use frequency shifter with tiny amounts of movement that can create a drifting, unsettled spectral haze that feels really good in dark, jungle or dubwise breakdowns. Just keep it restrained. The moment it becomes obvious, it can start to pull the listener's attention away from the groove. Now for the dub delay, which is one of the core ingredients. Add echo after the texture chain. Set it to sync mode and try times like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted values depending on the groove. Keep feedback moderate at first. Then filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. A little modulation can make the delay feel more alive, and a touch of noise can add grime if you want that battered hardware feel. Here's a classic dub move: automate the feedback up at the end of a phrase, then pull it back quickly before the next section lands. That gives you that send into infinity moment without letting the whole mix dissolve. It works brilliantly in jungle breakdowns, especially when you want tension before a drop. Just keep an eye on gain staging, because echo can run away fast if you let it. After echo, add reverb for depth. You can use it on the chain or on a return if you want more control. For drum and bass, the reverb should feel like space behind the mix, not a giant wash swallowing the drums. So keep the decay controlled. Use a bit of pre-delay, roll off the low end, and tame the top if it gets too shiny. A really useful move is to put EQ8 after the reverb and clean up the lows and harsh highs. Cut everything unnecessary below a couple hundred hertz, and if the top end gets fizzy, soften that too. Atmospheres in DNB should rarely own the bass region. Leave that territory to the kick, break body, sub, and bassline. Then add utility at the end so you can manage width and gain. This is where you keep the stereo image disciplined. Wide is fine, but too wide can make the mix blurry or facey. Check mono compatibility if you're pushing the width hard. You want the center to stay stable enough that the drums keep their authority. Now, here's a really important advanced move: bounce it to audio. Print early, edit hard. A lot of the magic in this style comes after the chain sounds interesting. Once you've got a good texture, resample it. Then chop the result. Reverse a section. Leave a one-bar gap. Trim the tail. Reposition the most interesting moment so it leads into a downbeat. This is where the atmosphere starts feeling like a finished jungle record rather than a live synth preset. If you want to make the layer more playable, wrap everything into an instrument rack and map useful controls to macros. Great macro assignments would be filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, echo feedback, reverb size, stereo width, sample start, and output gain. That way, you can perform the atmosphere like an instrument instead of treating it as a static background loop. Arrangement is where this patch really shines. In the intro, start filtered and mysterious. Let the atmosphere come in gradually. In the pre-drop, open the filter and maybe increase the delay feedback a little. At the drop, pull it back and leave just a faint tail if needed. Then in breakdowns, let it bloom again with more reverb and echo. For a second drop, you can bring back a rougher, more crunched version so the energy evolves. A smart trick is to duplicate the atmosphere and make two versions. One is dark, filtered, and more centered. The other is brighter, wider, and more delayed. Then automate crossfades between them. That gives you the feeling of a changing environment without needing a brand new sound every 8 bars. You can also make the atmosphere interact with the breakbeat. Light sidechain compression from the drum bus or kick can help the break cut through, while the texture breathes around it. Keep the gain reduction subtle. A few dB is usually enough. This is about groove, not pumping for its own sake. And don't forget the power of imperfection. A little zipper noise, aliasing, uneven decay, or loop seam can actually help this sound live in a jungle context. Overclean atmosphere often feels too pretty. And pretty is usually not the goal here. We want worn in, smoky, and slightly dangerous. If you want to push this further, build two stages inside the idea, a dry core and a degraded halo. The core is narrower and more present. The halo is crushed, wider, and quieter. Blend them with separate automation. That's a very controlled way to get depth without losing focus. Another strong advanced variation is a broken hardware version. Put redux before saturation, add a tiny bit of frequency shifter movement, maybe a little auto pan at very low depth. Now the sound feels like it came through unreliable gear. That can be extremely defective for old school tension. One more very useful habit: resample multiple passes. Try one pass with heavy delay, one with filtering only, one with distortion only. Then layer those printed results. This gives you a richer texture than one chain alone, because each pass captures a different personality of the sound. For your practice exercise, try building a 16-bar jungle intro using one sample source, one simpler, one filter, one crunch device, one delay, and one reverb. Pitch the source down, automate the filter across the phrase, automate the delay feedback near the end, then bounce it to audio and re-edit the result. Reverse one section, cut a gap, and place a tail that leads into the drop. The goal is a texture that supports the drums, feels dubby and worn, and makes the arrangement feel like a proper jungle record.